Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Radha, Madhava Radha, Madhava Radha, Jaya Radha, Madhava Radha, Madhava Radha, Jaya Narsingadev, Jaya Narsingadev, Narsingadev, Jaya Narsingadev, Jaya Narsingadev, Jaya Narsingadev, Narsingadev, Jaya Narsingadev, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Tattva. Panchatattva jaya panchatattva jaya jaya prabhupada 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 jaya jaya prabhupada jaya jaya prabhupada 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 prabhu Nitai Gaura Haribol Haribol Hari bol, Hari bol, Nitai Gaura Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Jai Vishwapad Paramahansa Parikacharya Astotasya Srimad Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. ISKCON BBT Foundacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Vishwapad Paramahansa Parikacharya Astotasya Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Anand Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki. नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की श्री रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जी गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ सठ गोस्वामी प्रभुगण की प्रेम से कही जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा शादी गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की ब्रजभूमि मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की श्री क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई यमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली लिबर्टीज़ ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली लिबर्टीज़ ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली लिबर्टीज़ ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद की ओम अज्ञान तिम्रंधस्य ज्ञानंजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुवैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ऑल चैंट टुगेदर नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जया मुदीरे नष्ट प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मुखं करोति वाचालं भंगं लंगायतिं गिरिं यत्कृपातं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानन्दं माधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम् हरे कृष्ण सो प्रिसाइडिंग फ्रॉम द 10th चैप्टर tenth canto, tenth chapter, and verse number 16. So, okay, board's not there. So, we'll be deciding. Nityam chutusam dehasya, Nityam chutusam dehasya, Daridrasya anna kangshina, Indriyani anususyanti, Himsapi vinivartate, Nityam sutsama dehasya Daridrasya anna kangshina Indriyani anususyanti Himsapi vinivartate Nityam sutsama dehasya Daridrasya anna kangshina Indriyani anususyanti Himsapi vinivartate Okay, so we're going to recite. Some likes. Nityam sutusama dehasya Daridrasya anakankshina Indriyani anususyanti Himsapi vinivartate. Okay. Nityam sutusama dehasya sa anakankshina Daridrasya anakankshina Indriyani anususyanti Himsapi vinivartate Nityam sutusama dehasya Daridrasya anakankshina Indriyani anususyanti Himsapi vinivartate So word to word translation Nityam always Shuddha, with hunger. Shama, weak, without necessary strength. Dehasya, of the body of a poor man. Daridrasya, poverty stricken. Annakankshina, always desiring to get sufficient food. Indriyani, the senses, which are compared to snakes. Anususyanti, gradually becomes weaker and weaker, with less potency. Himsapi, the tendency to be envious of others. Vinivartate reduces. So now, translation purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Translation, always hungry, longing for sufficient food, a poverty-stricken man gradually becomes weaker and weaker. Having no extra potency, his senses are automatically pacified. A poverty-stricken man, therefore, is unable to perform harmful, envious activities. In other words, such a man automatically gains the result of the austerities and penances adopted voluntarily by saintly person. But according to the opinion of experienced medical practitioners, diabetes is a result of voracious eating and tuberculosis is a disease of under-eating. We should desire neither to be diabetic nor to be tubercular. Yavat earth prayojanam. We should eat frugally and keep the body fit for advancing in Krishna consciousness. As recommended elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 2nd chapter, 10th verse, Kamasya nendriya priti labho jivat yavata jivasya tattva jigyasa nartho yascha cheha karma bhi The real business of human life is to keep oneself fit for advancement and spiritual realization. Human life is not meant for making the senses unnecessarily strong so that one suffers from disease and one increases in envious fighting spirit. In this age of Kali, however, human civilization is so misled that people are unnecessarily increasing in economic development, and as a result, they are opening more and more slaughterhouses, liquor shops, and brothels. In this way, the whole civilization is being spoiled. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta Purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So before starting class, I seek mercy from all the Vaishnav and Vaishnavis, Matajis assembled here. Please bless me so that I can say something for the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. As you know that sitting on this Vyasasana, a person must be free from all the six anarthas, that is Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, Matsarya. But I am totally unqualified, so I seek your blessings so that I can say something for purification of myself. And while doing this recitation, if you find something good, that's all mercy of the senior Vaishnavas, and all whatever faults, that's mine. So today is very mixed feeling for this Srimad Bhagavatam, because as I am speaking in front of all the senior devotees, especially Janivas Prabhu is here, is a more around 5 decades in Sridham Mayapur and serving the bhakti. I have not yet completed my 5 years also in my Krishna consciousness after joining. So really I am feeling kind of nervous in front of saying, so I seek blessing from him so that I can say something. Also feeling quite protected and safe because he's right just next to me, so that if I say something or do some mistake, he's ready to correct me. So please bless me so that I can say something for this glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. So here we are seeing this chapter, how it started. In the previous chapter, when Mother Yasodas is trying to bind Krishna, so at the end, on the 23rd verse actually, Sukhdev Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj that how this Nalkubar and Manigriva, the sons of Kuvera, they were cursed. So after just hearing that, okay, this the great sons of Kuvera, the Nalkubar and Manigriva, they're so, you know, coming from respectable family, why they were cursed actually? And although, so and sages, who cursed the Narad Muni? Narad Muni, one of the great saints. So how he became angry, and what made him actually so angry that he cursed him? So this was the curiosity Parikshit Maharaj had, and then he asked him, and that's how the chapter starts. And then in the 5th sloka of this chapter, it says that how by the chance Narad Muni arrives there. And then before that, it is said, some auspicious opportunities for the two boys. So I was just pondering on that how come this by chance and then auspicious opportunity? Because in this Krishna consciousness and in this material world, nothing is by chance. So how come this happened to them? And although they were engaged in such kind of wrong activity, and that also in front of great sage Narad Muni. So I was just pondering, and I was thinking that, okay, yes, the two things I found it in that, but first of all that they had the mercy and association of Lord Shiva. And the second thing, they were in the Kailas, which is abode of Lord Shiva, and wherever devotees are there, that's Dham. So by knowingly and unknowingly, they were in the Dham, and he was, although doing some another act, but he was in the Mandakini River. So it reminds me again and again that when I came to Sridham Mayapur, the devotees were telling that if you find any someone who is not up to like mark, or you find that somebody is smoking or doing something act, so don't think anything bad about them because they all are Dhamvasi. So I was wondering that, okay, how this is, you know, they are Dhamvasi, they are engaged in some this kind of activity. So how they all are Dhamvasi? But here the answers I am getting that yes, it's Krishna's job. Because Krishna, when he wants to take someone and in which way he wants to take, that's his mercy. We cannot interfere in between because there's their personal job. And that's how here I'm seeing that it said, by some auspicious opportunity for the two boys, the auspicious opportunities. And the Devarsi Narad, he's arriving there. So it is said in the translation also said, Brahman Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. So how come this mercy came upon them? Because they did some devotional service. Because devotional service, one of the devotional services, Mathura Vas Dham, residing in the Dham. So they were in the Dham. As well as they certainly took the association of Lord Shiva, but later on they misused the association and they fell into this wrong activity. So Narad Muni, by the mercy of Lord Krishna, he arrives there. And then he's seeing that, okay, they are so material opulent that they have become blind. And they have lost their intelligence. They are not able to understand that what they have to do. So in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna is telling, Yehi sansparsha bhoga dukhyona evate adivantvantu konteya nati suramte buddha. A person who is intelligent, who is wise, he is not, you know, engaged in this kind of activity which is like source of miseries. So here he was just thinking that these two sons of great, you know, Kuvera, they are supposed to be very, you know, decent men in the society. They should be setting some example, but now they are in such a precarious condition that they are not able to understand. Even it says that they are not able to cover up. When Narad Muni was there, all the ladies, they went from there after seeing Narad Muni. But they were just standing over there. They were not able even to cover their body. So Narad Muni, by his mercy, thought that, okay, what could be the appropriate medicine for them to cure this disease? So at last he thinks that, okay, I will, you know, they are just kind of naked, so let me make them in the tree form. But as well as he gave the blessings that so that they can be recipient of the mercy of the Supreme Personality Godhead. Because as we are knowing, in this coronavirus lockdown, many devotees, they are not able to come to take darshan of Sri Radha Madhav, Panchatattva, Narsingdev. And they are just feeling so much separation that, oh, when I am going to get darshan of Lord. And here, the great fortune of this Nalkuvar and Manigrib, they are just standing there and taking darshan of Supreme Personality Godhead. So how much mercy Narad Muni blessed them, he gave them to them, so that they can have darshan of Supreme Personality Godhead. And one of the things that many times in our devotional service, we get stuck, our devotional service becomes weak. The reason is that we take part sometimes in Prajalpa, Vaishnava, Prat, Gossip. But here for Nalkuvar and Manigrib, it was not the case because Mother Yasoda is there and she always sings the glories of Supreme Personality Godhead. So for, at least for me, it's not a kind of Nityam Bhagavat Sevya. But for him, for them actually, it was Nityam Bhagavat Sevya all the time. Krishna Katha, Mother Yasoda is there, Krishna Katha, all the gopis and others, they are coming, only Krishna Katha. So full time, 24 hours, Krishna Katha. That's all. So here also, after reading this translation and purport, there are two things, and more, it gives respect and my gratitude towards Srila Prabhupada, that how much he has invested actually his energy and everything, that he has written the purport, that what all material peoples they are doing in their life and how they are entrapped in this material world. As well as in the translation, he writes very nicely that how we can receive the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these two things, very, you know, nicely packed in one sloka, and that's how Prabhupada stressing again and again, that distribute my books. And he is still confident that yes, if somebody reads this one book, if somebody reads one chapter, one page, he is going back to Godhead. Because this is the beauty, because Prabhupada is writing again and again, so nicely. So here, first of all, we'll be seeing that according to the opinion of experienced medical practitioner, diabetes is a result of voracious eating and tuberculosis is a disease of under-eating. So this is quite natural in this material world. People, they have made their life in such a way that they don't know that what they have to do, because if they have time, they just eat, watch movie, they roam around here and there, that's all. And if they don't have time, like they are fully engaged in their work, so they don't have time to think also that, okay, how they have to maintain their body and soul together. So while doing my job, I was able to see that many of the seniors, workers over there, like my manager, project delivery managers and others, they were just coming from their houses and they were starting their day by taking tea, their breakfast script, because they have to do some certain reporting and then they have to do some work also. So it was just going on like this, that they were lunch, like it's night, we can say dinner, but it was their lunch. And that also where they will take, that was not sure. Because somehow they were just coming and just outside of the company, some shops were there, small. Whether it's healthy, nutritious, they are not considering of that. They were just taking, okay, now let me feed the belly, somehow let the machine run. But what will happen after that? He was least bothered about that. So how people, they are entrapped in this material, although they want to be happy. So how they can become happy? Lord Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, Yuktahara viharasya yukta cheshta karmasu yukta sapnasya bodhasya yoga bhavati dukkha. That how the people, they have to become regulated in their eating and all the activities. They have to become regulated. But in this material world, as soon as we say that you have to become regulated, so people, they feel that, oh, you're choking up my independence. I don't like it. You all Krishna guys, you just, you know, you have time, okay, morning you get up, you do chanting, you do your duties. I don't like that, doing that. But I want some freedom. Whenever, whatever I like, I want to do, that's all. I don't want to mess my life. But they are not able to understand that how they are getting entangled in this material world and they are getting miseries one by one. Because in this material world, nobody likes to die. If we go in this coronavirus situation also, those who have got found like corona positive, still if we ask them, they are in the hope, okay, some medicine will come, somehow I will escape. But in this material world, they are not able to understand that how they are decreasing their duration of life moment after moment because of their irregular habits. And that's how in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, 10th verse, it says, Prayana alpayasu sabhya kalesmin yugejana mandasu manda matyo manda bhaga hyuptrita. Prabhupada writes in the purport very clearly that how the people, they are suffering, how their life is miserable. I'll just read the exact quote of Prabhupada. Prabhupada writes, the short life, the duration of life is shortened not so much because of insufficient food. Many times people, they feel that I don't have sufficient food, that's why, you know, my lifespan is decreasing. You see? But because of irregular habits, by keeping regular habits and eating simple food. But people, they have made their life such an, you know, complex that they don't like to eat simple food. They just want only all fry, deep fry, whatever is on the outside. Although they know that this is not good. Even like doctors, they recommend maida, this white, you know, wheat, the flour. That's not good, maida. But still, they like to take that one. So again, I mean, they are not able to understand that what is good for them. So maya is so much working on them that they are not able to understand that what actually they are doing. So here it says, overeating, over sense gratification, over dependence on others' mercy, an artificial standard of living, sap the very vitality of human everywhere. Therefore, the duration of life is shortened. So Prabhupada is writing that how their duration of life is getting shortened, although they want to live longer. So this is the case actually in this material world, that people, they are in so much in Maya, and Maya, she is doing so much nice advertisement that people, they are not able to understand. And the main greatest people, they feel that how they are going to enjoy by consuming liquor and all the night parties actually. But they are not able to understand that how bad that is actually. Even our food which is we are taking, even if like it becomes one day old, some smell comes from there. So we don't like to take that old food. We feel that, oh, so stinking smell is coming. How can I take? This is decomposed. I don't want to take it. You know, just leave. I don't want to take it. But people, they are consuming liquor. It's so worst. I just, you know, once went to one of the company while doing some internship. And then I saw, they're so pathetic. Even nobody, you know, if somebody sees, he will vomit it there. That, oh, I'm consuming this liquor. So miserable life. But it's so branded, so nicely packed, that people, they are forgetting everything. That this is abominable. I should not take it. But that's the feel that, that's the way of life. People ask many times that, oh, you don't drink? You don't eat meat? Oh, your life is miserable. But they are not able to understand that how their life is miserable. So that's very important for us to realize. How we can realize? Until unless we come in the association of devotees or through these books, we cannot understand that how our life is miserable. And the whole society is running after that. And they also feel that, yes, this is the way of life. I should lead my life. So that's how they are not able to understand that what is actually they should do in their life. And this is the case actually we are able to see in the life of Nalkubar and Manigrib. This Nalkubar and Manigrib also, they thought that, okay, now let me enjoy my life. So how they were enjoying? With the girls in the sleep, taking bath, and seamlessly they're not that they are not able to understand that what is happening, what is going to come in my future life. I am going to get so much karma. So that's, they were not able to understand. And that's actually the whole civilization they are teaching us, that what actually I should do. So they only teach, okay, you have to enjoy your senses. Only enjoyment. So in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Bhog aishwarya prasakta naam taha prichitishtha. So the people, they're just engaged. Okay, just enjoy, that's all. And uncontrolled senses. But they are not able to understand that one by one, as they are engaged in this kind of sense gratificatory activities, they are implicating themselves more and more in the sinful activities, and they are not able to come out. Many times, we see people, although they know that this is bad, but they are not able to come out. Even my manager, he was smoking cigarette, and then he was telling that it's not good, you know, I know that this is bad, but I'm not able to leave it, because they are so entrapped in that. It is very difficult for them, that how I can come out from there. And that's how here it says, the real business of human life is to keep oneself fit for advancement in spiritual realization. Human life is not meant for making the sense unnecessarily strong so that one suffers from disease and one increases in envious fighting spirit. So that is actually happening in this material world. People, they don't know why they have to keep fit, why they want money in their life. They are just thinking that, okay, I want to keep healthy myself so that I can enjoy my senses. And that's the way to get the happiness in this material world. And then it says, human life is not meant for making the sense unnecessarily strong. But everybody is ready for that. And that's how Prabhupada here in the translation very nicely writes, that how the senses we have to be controlled, and how the poverty-stricken people, their senses are automatically becomes controlled. Because when the senses are weak, it's like a snake without his teeth. So although if he bites, there is no effect. But people, they feel that, no, that's not the way I have to do, in another way. And this Kali Yuga people, human civilization is misled people. Everybody is misleading their, you know, the another person, that how they have to become happy. I remember in my childhood, so I was just doing my schooling, and then after that, another person came, and then he said that, okay, you have to do these courses, and then your life will become successful. So he said to me, how? I asked him that, how my life will become successful after doing this course? Then he said that, you know, once you do this course, you will be having a lot of money. Once you have a lot of money, everything is in your hand. You can do whatever you like. So, and then one of the person, he said to me, even when you have money, you drink, nobody dares to tell you anything because you have money. Because that's the cause in this material world, people, they feel that that's the reputation. That I have money, I have the right to do anything. That's how people, they are not able to understand. And the blind person is leading another blind. So that's the problem actually in this material world, that people, they all are going towards hell, but they are not able to realize. Because the leaders are also doing the same thing. So to whom they will be looking? And that's how here Narada Muni saw that these are the son of Kubera, and they're supposed to be a good person. They're supposed to be leading the society because everybody feels that they are the higher planetary system, they are the demigods, their acts are good and I should follow that one. But they were not on that up to the mark because they were supposed to be in the mode of goodness. But they were acting like they were in the mode of ignorance. And that's how in this whole material world we are seeing the people, they are in the mode of ignorance and passion, somewhat. So that's the cause of their problem in their life. Because until how we can become happy when we are coming to the mode of goodness. And in the mode of goodness only we can practice this Krishna consciousness. Until we come to this platform, mode of goodness, it's very difficult for us to perform devotional service. And that's how, by seeing this pathetic condition, Narada Muni cursed them, so that at least they will have such a body that later they will be receiving the mercy of Supreme Personality Godhead. And then again, they will act in a nice way. So here, this is one of the things. And then, and later it says that people are earnestly increasing in economic development, and as a result, they are opening more and more slaughterhouses, liquor shops and brothels. In this way, the whole civilization is being spoiled. So only people, they think that economic development, that is going to help. Rest other things, I don't care about that. I have the money, and that's how, when they have money, so how they are getting the money? Prabhupada says, ugra karma, that's all. Unnecessary activities. Because we have to keep our body and soul, as Prabhupada's right, the human life is to keep oneself fit for advancement, spiritual realization. But they are not able to understand that why they have to keep their body fit, advancement in spiritual life, not in the economic development. Because we have seen now many economic zones, they were very high in economy, but now suddenly they crashed and people, they are just looking. The daily necessities in their life, even the whatever what is the now this hand wash, sanitizers, the mask, small things, which was some few days back it was appearing that okay, it's available in everyone's shops, but now suddenly after this small incident, the coronavirus, everything appears that oh, there is nothing in my life, where, what is that? I called one of the devotees in Bolpur, and then he was just saying, Prabhu, you know, the situation is very pathetic here. All the shopkeepers, they raised their price, and many shops, the necessities of life like food, grains, it's not available. And people, they are just stuck in their houses, and whatever small things available in their house, they just take that one. So it was really very pathetic condition for all of them that they are not able to understand that this economic development will not work. Because at the end we require food, we require some shelter, we require some good health. And that's very important. And at the top, we require the advancement in spiritual life. If we don't have this goal, then we'll just keep increasing more and more economic development. Now many people, they have money in their bank accounts, but they are not able to save themselves.
They are just watching the relatives, everyone. They are dying moment after moment. They have money, they have doctors, they have all the medical facilities, but still, they are dying. They are just helplessly seeing, crying, but they are not able to help them. Because they are not able to understand that the main goal is not to have economic development. Yes, economic development is required only for keeping the body and soul together. When we have extra surplus money, we should give that money for the advancement in Krishna consciousness, propagation of Krishna consciousness. But if we just accumulate money and money, we'll become blind. And that's how Janma Aishwarya Sruta Sarivi Edaman Madhapuma is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam Kunti Maharani saying, Janma Aishwarya Sruta Sarivi, this opulence, high birth, everything, it's like madness. And people, they are becoming mad. So that's why we have to realize that, yes, how we can keep our goal intact and we work for that. And that's how here in Prabhupada says in very nicely in the purport that how we can achieve the mercy of the Supreme Personality Godhead. So there's two things actually in here. One was the sense controlled and then the poverty stricken. Then how this poverty stricken position is bringing a nice opportunity for us to associate with the Supreme Personality Godhead and get His mercy, as well as this sense control. With these two aspects, Prabhupada is writing, and then he's telling that how this poverty stricken people, they are automatically, gradually becomes weaker and weaker, having no extra potency, his senses automatically pacified. Because in our devotional service, we have to control our senses. Until as we control our senses, we'll be just hovering on that. Okay, I need that one, I need that one, I need that one. And then all the time we are disturbed, just trying to fulfill all the needs. Not, you can say needs, but it was like wants actually. And that's how I see in this material world, people they feel, yes, I should possess this item. Okay, I should have this item, I should have. And then one by one, they're just purchasing one. And then they don't have money. So for that, what to do? Take credit cards. And then how to pay? Then take another credit card. Then how to pay? Another credit card. So rather, he is using the items, whatever he has purchased, the items are using him to work more and more and get implicated in this material world. So the cause of happiness, which he was feeling that, okay, I'll be getting happiness from this item, particular item which I have purchased, that was becoming the source of miseries for him. And he was not able to realize that, oh, how I was fooled. That people, they just advertised, and I thought that, okay, let me purchase this one and I'll be happy. So here, this materially poverty-stricken people, they don't have anything. What they are going to do, some sense gratification? There is no question for them to sense gratification. And they are not performing any harmful activities. They are not envious. So this envious, yesterday in Nitachandi Mahaprabhu, he talked more on that envious activities. So I'm not going in that. But it's here, the people, they are so cool and calm, they are not performing any harmful activities to others. Because we are seeing, when the senses are becoming strong, we are unnecessarily creating some kind of disturbance to the others and for us. Like as in the Gajendra Moksha Leela, we are seeing this Gajendra. Gajendra was so strong, and then just to show his power, he was just uprooting the trees, throwing here and there. He was just, and then he went into the lake and he was splashing water here and there, creating disturbance for all the entities, those who were in the water. And then later again he got trapped by this crocodile. So that's how we have to understand that unnecessarily we should not become so strong that, okay, I have to make our senses strong. We have to engage our senses in the service of the Supreme Personality Godhead. And by this only we can please the Supreme Personality Godhead. And very nice verse actually, the Srimad Bhagavatam, it said in the fourth canto, where Narad Muni actually instructing Prachitas, Daya sarva bhutesu santushtayena keneva sarvendriya upsantascha tusyanti asu janardana. So how we can please actually? This in this material world also, many people they want to please others. So it's very easy, but actually here, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here it's saying, Daya Sarva Bhutesu. We have to become merciful to all the living entities. And then, Santushta Ena Kenava. We have to be controlling this, we have to be satisfied actually, somehow or other. And then it says, Sarvendri Upsantascha. The all senses we have to control. And by this doing, quickly, how we can satisfy the Supreme Personality God? Very quickly, Narad Muni is telling, very quickly. It's not going to take much time. And here that particular, very nicely it has been explained here, that how, when somebody is merciful, actually here the Narad Muni, he is so merciful that he actually brought Nalkubar and Marigrib in such a condition that they got the mercy of Supreme Personality God very easily. Even in our life we see that devotees, they intervene in our life. I became devotee because of the intervention of some devotees. Yesterday Nitachandi Mahaprabhu came, so he was coming, and other devotees were coming to again and again remind me that, okay Prabhu, why you are not coming for the program? Why you are in the hostel? Please come for the program. Are you chanting your rounds? So they were intervening in my life. Although I never wanted to become devotee, well, I was just thinking, why these boys are coming, unnecessarily creating disturbance in my life? I am very happy. But it's the mercy of the devotees that they are intervening and accelerating the process actually. Accelerating so quickly so that they can get the mercy of the Supreme Personality God very easily. And that's how Narad Muni, he did. So Narad Muni has a very different, unique ways actually, how to accelerate the process so that people, they stop their material way of life and they engage in themselves in Krishna's service. So in Prachin Varshit we are seeing that how he told a story of Puranjan, and then for the Kamsa and others also, he accelerated the process. Okay, you kill, for the Kamsa he said, okay, how do you know who is the eighth one? And that's how he became perturbed. Oh, who is the eighth one? I don't know. So what I should do? Then he started killing all the babies. So that's how we are able to see that how he's accelerating the process. Narad Muni, such a nice person. Wherever he goes, he just accelerates the process so that other person get the mercy of Supreme Personality God very easily, within just a moment. So all whatever curse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, whatever curse episode we are seeing, even the Gajendra or whoever may be, so they are getting the mercy of Supreme Personality God very easily. It was not possible that okay, they will be getting, but just because the mercy of the Supreme, the mercy of the devotee, they are getting the mercy of the Supreme Personality God. And then it says, Santushta ena kenava. We have to become santushta, satisfied, whatever we are getting. So I was just quite like 1 year back, I was in the Havda platform, and I was seeing that this beggar, this poverty stricken people, they were just they came actually. So it was around 11 o'clock in the night, and I was just waiting in the waiting area, and this looking kind of old person having a small bag that also full dirty, you know. And then he came and he just opened his bag, and then he took out something eatable. It was like chapati, and I could not see any sabji in that. He just took out the chapati, and then in the corner of that area, he was just taking one by one, one bite, second, third. And then he was so nicely eating, so satisfied. I was just thinking, oh my God, he's just eating chapati and so satisfied. Because he is not having any options. So he has understood that, okay, I have to be satisfied because I have only this chapati. I don't have money to purchase any sabji. And in the dead night, nobody is going to give me sabji. Sorry. So he understood the situation that, yes, okay, I have to adjust with this. But sometimes I see in my life that, yes, how if I am not satisfied, creating some problem. Like in the Brahmacharya Ashram, in the kitchen, sometimes I go, oh, they made again this aloo sabji. Oh, who made this sabji? So oily. So much complaint. So, many times, just give complaints. nothing else. So I'm seeing that how this, I'm not satisfied, it's causing problem for me. Although there are so much. But this poverty-stricken people who was there in the station, he was so satisfied because he understood that, okay, now I don't have any option, okay, let me eat. And so he was releasing one bite, second bite, third bite. But here I am not able to release it. So we have to become santushta. And then it said, sarvendriya upasantushta. We have to control our senses. So until unless we control our senses, we will be just, as in the beginning I said, we will be just trying to fulfill all those desires. Okay, I need this, I need that one. So how we can control the senses? In the Prabhupada, Prabhupada is writing in the 4.31.19, senses are automatically controlled when one's mind is engaged in the service of the Lord. So we have to engage our mind in the service of the Lord. Until unless the mind is engaged, it will be wandering here and there. And that's how we see many times we are present in different areas. Like sometimes in the class we are present physically, but not mentally. We are somewhere else. Oh, what is today's breakfast prasadam? Oh, what service I am going to do today? To whom I will meet? So different, who has called me? Okay, I will call him. So many things. We are just not allowing the mind to be engaged in the service of the Lord. And when the mind is not engaged, and when mind is not having sufficient idea, is not controlled, the senses cannot be controlled. And that's how in the nectar of instruction, in the first verse actually, Prabhupada writes in the translation, that how a person like, a person knows that, okay, I have done something, certain things, and then he atones later. But again he has the tendency, again he will be doing the same mistake. So what is the use of atonement? So later it says that Prabhupada is writing that a first class, an intelligent person, what he will be doing? He will just hear, okay, that person, he did something wrong and police came, he took him to the jail. So I should not do it. The another person, he will tell, oh, I'm not caught. Let me do. Once when I'll caught, then I'll leave it. The another person feels, the third one, oh, I think I did something wrong way. Let me try in another way. So people, when their mind is not strong, their mind senses are not controlled, they're just looking for new all this thing. And that's how they are getting implicated in this material world. So that's why the controlling of the senses is very important. Because when we have control over these senses and we have these certain qualities, we can preach this Krishna consciousness. And we can get the mercy of Supreme Personality Godhead. Because it's said that how we can satisfy the Supreme Personality Godhead when we are showing the compassion, mercy towards the other living entities, how we can show? When we are self-satisfied. The second, our senses are controlled. And that we see, that until our senses are controlled, we are satisfied, we cannot show mercy to others. Even like sometimes, Gaur Purnima day or some other day, some devotees, they just come, and only one plate is kept for another person, and the two devotees are there. If the another person is not satisfied, okay, and he is not sense controlled, he will be thinking that, okay, let me take the plate, full plate, I'll eat. But as he is sense controlled, he feels that, okay, he is the another person, he has come, let me share half of the plate with him, or let him eat, something like that. And that's how the relationship becomes so nice. And Krishna becomes so pleased that how these devotees, they are cooperating with each other. So this is one of the way actually how we can satisfy the Supreme Personality God. So now I'll just quickly summarize the thing that what we discussed today's class. So here we are seeing that how this Nalkubar and Manigrib, they were cursed because their special mercy by the Narad Muni. And Narad Muni, as we are seeing, that devotees intervenes in our life and accelerating the process of us to go back to Godhead. And then Prabhupada writes that how this material civilization, they are not knowing that why they have to keep their body fit. the keeping body fit is for the spiritual advancement. And then economic development is not very important. Economic development is required, but only for keeping the body and soul together. And then in the translation, Prabhupada very nicely explains that how the two ways, first of all, the poverty stricken position, and then when our senses are controlled and pacified, we attract the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. So if I have any comments, correction, please give. Hare Krishna. As per my what I could understand from the question, that she was telling that they were able to understand the situation where they are able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they were experiencing the bliss. So whether they were experiencing the bliss in the body of a tree or after the deliverance. So yeah, naturally, quite naturally that they were able to remember their past life. This is mentioned in that, in the later chapter we can see. That they were able to remember their previous life, so what conditions they were. But in the tree form, they were not able to express it because the senses are kind of blunt, they are not able to express it. But as they delivered from the body of this tree, they paid obeisances to the Supreme Personality Godhead, and they were expressing their gratitude towards the Supreme Personality Godhead. And they were so much thankful to the Narad Muni that by his mercy he could get the darshan of Supreme Personality Godhead, as well as they were personally delivered by Supreme Personality Godhead. So they expressed that one later part, because in the tree form they were not able to express Hare Krishna. So if any other correction, Prabhu can tell. Okay, so we'll stop here. Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.